Pam Tolman, the real forbidden fruit. My baby self was delivered by a Dr. Keebler. No wonder I'm a cookie addict. But we all know if it tastes good, it's bad for you. To me, this proves that the universe is a cruel, sadistic joker that gives us taste buds that love sugar and fats, then tells us not to use them. It's like saying to a man, you know that thing you've got down there? Well, just ignore it. We've been set up for failure ever since God said to Eve, see that tree over there? Don't eat from it. But God, apples are the best fruit in the garden. He goes, yeah, I know, but I'm trying something new. I'm calling it willpower. Catchy, don't you think? But hey, if he really cared about our happiness, he'd have said, Eve, you can have anything in the garden, just don't eat the kumquats. Hey, God, no problem. And if he really cared, he'd have added, oh, and don't touch the kale. My current doctor, who I believe co-authored this cosmic one-liner, just told me to cut out sugar, fats, carbs, cholesterol, and caffeine, my basic food groups. He also said, you need more vitamin C. Well, I can do that, I said. I love oranges. Not oranges, he said. Too much sugar. There's one fruit that has more vitamin C than four oranges. No, don't tell me. Kumquats, he said. I said, don't tell me, but it's all the same to you. I'd rather eat the oranges. Go ahead, he said, if you want to be diabetic. That buzzkill word is why I planted a kumquat tree, or what I call the devil's fruit. With my first crop, those bright orange ovals just begged to be eaten. So even without a persuasive snake, I picked one and took a bite. My teeth literally screamed, or maybe that was me. They are so acidic, I felt my tooth enamel eroding. Even my implants hurt, though how that's possible, I don't know, unless it's a sympathetic response like an expectant husband with morning sickness. And since eating them whole was a no-go, I tried peeling them. But removing the skins doesn't help. Your teeth still want to jump out of your head. So I tried stewing them, thinking that cooking would bring out their sweetness, only to discover they don't have any sweetness. Next, I tried juicing them, which is much harder than it sounds, but their juice makes you pucker so intensely, it's like swallowing your own cheeks. Finally, I tried chopping them and putting them on cottage cheese, hoping that the neutral cottage cheese would counteract the acid. But the combination only made me long for plain cottage cheese. Proof positive that I was losing my mind. How the eating is unhinging me. I dream of the real forbidden fruit, cookies. So what do? Follow doctor's orders and slowly go insane? Or laugh off this great cosmic joke and be unhealthy but happy? I think a chocolate chip cookie might help me decide.